Unit 5. Page 96. Activity 1. Read and answer the questions in each part.
How much do you know about volleyball? Everybody in my family is a volleyball player, Mom, Dad, my brother and sister, and me. We've never played as part of any professional team, but we all know everything about this wonderful sport. A. How many people are in the family? B. Are these people professional volleyball players? C. Do you think people in this family are volleyball experts? The first thing to learn about is hit the ball. Many people think they only have to hit it to make it go the other side, but it is more than that. Every time you hit the ball, you do it with the intention to score points. There are other times when you just control it or pass it over a fellow player. That's why that can't be called hitting the ball. A. How many ways to move the ball were mentioned? B. Controlling and passing the ball over is the same as hitting the ball? C. What does fellow player mean? I once read about the history of volleyball. What I learned was amazing. I found the word mentonette. Guess what it means? It was the first name volleyball had, and the man who created this sport was William Morgan. He was a physical education instructor at Massachusetts University, in the USA, in 1895. But his name lasted for 1 year only. In 1896, it was changed to volleyball by A. Halstead. He said that the objective in the game was to volley a ball back and forth, so it became volleyball. Since then, this sport became popular in the country and around the world. A. What is mentonette? B. What happened in 1896? C. What verb and noun were used to rename mentonette? D. Explained back and forth. How to win doesn't look hard, but it is a lot harder than it seems. Players have to control the ball, pass it over a fellow player, or hit it with their hands over a net. Players are allowed 3 hits per side. If there is a 4th, the game stops and control of the ball changes side. Also, when a player hits the ball and it touches the opponent's side, he gets a point for his team. There are 3 to 5 set matches, 2 sets to 25 points, and the 3rd set to 15 points. A. When does a game stop? B. When do players get a point? C. Are all sets in a game the same? I always feel nervous before a game and when it seems we will lose, but Dad taught me how to relax and control that feeling, so after a few seconds, I go like, hit the ball and bam, touching the other side. I go to the sports club every weekend and play for different volleyball teams. The Giants and the Titans are my favorite. A. When does the girl feel worried and anxious? B. Can you say how many teams the girl plays for? C. What do you understand by, I go like, hit the ball and bam, touching the other side? am lucky these two teams have never had a match. That would be a very difficult decision for me to make. Which team to play for? I guess I will have to choose some time in the future. A. Why do you think this decision will be hard to make for the girl? I frequently wonder what's next. I love what I do and I love it here, but shall I train harder to make it to professional playing? Why not? And then going to the Olympics may be cool. A. Does the girl have future plans? B. What does wonder mean? C. Do you think she should try going professionally?